There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like here on the live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, stoned animals. Got a story from Boing Boing about why it is that animals eat psychoactive plants. I have observed on the air previously that they do this, but why do they do it? We can get into that here in a little bit, but Mark, you've got a story about a young boy or man, young man, old boy, middle school age.
14-year-old.
14, okay, I didn't realize. That's old for middle school. I thought you said this was middle school.
It would be the last year of middle school.
I guess. Yeah. I guess some middle schools cut off at different times than others. Anyway, he's in trouble with the FBI, or at least they called the FBI on him. The school is certainly giving him a hard time for throwing a United States flag out of a window, and that is what you wanted to discuss, so pull that up. But first, Doug is in Chicago. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey,
you know, here could be what I'm talking about. I called in about a month ago about a friend who had, you know, the Chicago Landmark Commission, where they were redoing their home, and they ran afoul of Chicago Landmark Commission. They didn't want them doing anything with the home, at the, you know, to keep the integrity intact, even though they bought it. We're living in a country now where people feel that they have the right to not be offended. And, you know, I look at the flag being a cloth. You know, that can be burned, that can be torn, that can be whatever. But our value being a country, which can be liberty and freedom, that you can't take away, you know what I mean? That you can't burn, that you can't tear. And that should be the important thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, part of the protecting the fabric is, you know, you have to diminish that liberty and freedom. To some extent, the people that fought for the flag, and that's always the first thing that's trotted out, those people fought for the right of people in North America to express themselves freely, and that includes defiling the flag or whatever.
Right, right. I come from a military family, and, you know, I don't hear them ever tell me, you know, well, I fought for that flag. I hear other people mention it, but
yeah.
You're not fighting for the flag. You're fighting for the liberty and the freedom, which,
no, you're not. Know. No, not as American military. You're fighting for politicians.
Well, that we can go into a whole different debate. But, I mean, if you're defending the country from an attack, you know, I mean, you kind of are you're trying
to. But that's not what they're doing, right? I mean, they're not actually defending anybody.
I think they signed up to defend liberty and those sorts of things.
Yeah, but that's not what they're actually doing. I mean, let's be realistic here. They're following the orders of politicians who, of course, are only doing things that benefit the politicians, not anyone else. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. And I look at it, too, kind of like Mark brought up the issue of looking at the flag and the government being like a religion. I think that can be a huge issue, too, with it. I mean, when you treat the government like a religion, they can't do no wrong. And look at all the unaccountability we have here. You know, when people are, like, blinded by their faith in the government and looking at it like a religion, they're not going to hold it accountable. They kind of look the other way. I mean, I'm sure you've talked to people, and they're like, well, if you don't like the country, you can leave. Really, that can be the only argument you can throw out there, that if I don't like the country, I can leave. They're, like, blinded by all
That's
the trouble
right.
that we have. And I think that can be part of it, too. You know. But.
Well, I consider if you don't like this country, leave, is the difference between making something good and making something better. In, you know, to some extent, in order to have the best thing, all you have to do is be better than the next closest competitor, right? So in that same way, you could value and extol the best form of the least deadly form of cancer. Well, I wouldn't do that because I think generally cancer is bad. In the same way, I think that ruling through force and violence is, you know, sort of what the state does. You know, that's not a good thing. Now, honestly, I understand that violence will always be with us. If you have private property, you're going to have violence because some people are going to want it and some people are not going to want to give it up. But I think that really the base problem with states or countries or nations or whatever it is that they won't allow their monopolies, and they won't allow people to take their property, break off, become their own nation, and start a competing area. Like, what if I want to get together with some friends and neighbors and we want to start, you know, Liberty Land and try things a little differently than they are done here in the United States? Well, you can't do that. We're just not allowed to do that. You have to continue to pay your money to the state and the municipality and the federal government and all that stuff. And those are ultimately, it's about secession, and that's the biggest problem.
Right. I think that the kid should be punished for taking, you know, private property that didn't belong to him. But I mean, to really, who did? I read up on it. It would have been the teacher, I think, that would really turn him into the FBI.
The principal.
And like the kid. Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, number one, they're not going to get anywhere with it. The court, they've ruled time after time that you can burn the American flag, you can tear it up,
waste
you can
of
do
time.
Whatever. But I mean, I find it funny that the people who come out and tell you, you know, well, if you don't like the country, you should try moving to North Korea. That can be your only argument. You know, I mean, we want to improve liberty and freedom for the people here, and your only argument can be that, you know, you lower the bar all the way down to a totally totalitarian government like North Korea.
Right.
Good points tonight, Doug. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you. 855-453 is our toll-free number.
The idea that if you don't like this country, you should leave is really myopic. It's very short-sighted. And let me give a comparison. There was a man named Bosch who created the fuel
spark
injector.
Plug. Oh, no.
Yes, his name's on a lot of stuff, and he was closely related with Mercedes-Benz.
Ah, okay.
But he created the fuel injector. Now, he didn't hate cars because he thought that there was something more efficient than the carburetor.
Yeah.
He wanted to see improvements in people's lives, honestly. You know, he wanted to improve the automobile, thus improving transportation, thus improving people's lives. The man made a real difference. He didn't hate cars, right? And anybody who said, you hate cars, is a mouth-breathing moron. You know, like to address a guy who wants to change the way that the cars run? No, that's ridiculous. If that's your...
If you don't like the cars, you can walk.
If you don't like cars, you can walk. You need to change a car, and wow, these same people generally want to see the government changed, right? They just don't like the way that you don't like it. This is a messaging issue. Part of it is the whole, somebody out there has said there's this anti-American crowd, they hate the way we live. And there's that part of it. And the other part is that, you know, the folks that really don't appreciate nations, organizations that claim monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, well, they need to massage their messages too, in order to fit into the paradigm of people who, who bought into the there's anti-Americans out there skulking around behind every bushes with bombs in their hands, ready to ruin our way of life. You know, you gotta communicate to folks like that. You have to be able to put your message in a way that they can understand.
And it's a challenge.
It's a challenge. That's what I'm trying to do every single day here on Free Talk Live, is to, you know, make my message better. But I can always slip down into the rhetoric, and it gets difficult. It's difficult.
So, Mark, let's jump into the story. He kind of teased it there. We actually haven't really given much detail out about this middle schooler who is in a bit of hot water.
Yeah, the story I have is from the Free Thought Project at freethoughtproject.com. And they're a libertarian organization, so they're going to have that lean to them as far as verbiage goes. I like them and wish to support them, but, you know, just saying, it's not exactly written like a news article is. Out of Española...
But they usually cite an actual news article. Oftentimes
they
will link to something.
Española, New Mexico. An Española middle school principal, Robert R. Chuleta, is... do you want to say it, Ian?
Go on.
You like to use yourself a Spanish accent. The gentleman does apparently have... He has an accent that makes him sound like he's of Hispanic origin.
Okay.
So anyway, is contacting the FBI to try to get a student expelled after some students were caught misbehaving. And one 14-year-old allegedly took it too far. So these kids were having a grand old time in the classroom. They definitely got out of hands. They were throwing like erasers and books and things out the window. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you'd love that stuff. like, you know, you shouldn't, if this is how you want to act in the classroom, you shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is young people not taking responsibility for their actions, in my opinion.
Well, it could also be young people being bored to tears with a really terrible teacher and awful curriculum and terrible textbooks, and they've had it up to here, and they're finally revolting.
Yeah, there's one thing that's consistent with kids that hate school. It's the fact that they're in school.
All right, there's more coming up here. We'll talk about the rest of the story. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here, 855-450-3733. A lot of people, a lot of students are frustrated with school. In fact, Derek J. Freeman, our own Monday Night co-host, recently wrote an article suggesting that they get out of school. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you. Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you'd like by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. So do send a contact request first. It'll be approved. And then after that, easy for you to call in and get on the air and sound almost like you're in the studio in some cases. So again, Skype username's lrn.fm.
If you drink coffee, I've got a way you can improve your life. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. There, you can sign up for a subscription program. You can cancel it at any time. You can get your free pound and go. But if you do sign up, you can get a free pound of 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica bean, shade-grown coffee. It's made by BuzzBox, and it is delicious. This is the coffee I drink and every day, and it is awesome. It's so much better than the sort of store-bought coffee that you're going to get. You haven't experienced coffee. Well, you may have experienced coffee this good, but you probably haven't consistently experienced coffee this good. So that's why I'm encouraging you to go there. If you continue getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, you'll upgrade your coffee experience, probably have a healthier experience because it's organic, and you will be helping us to help people around the world, because for everybody who purchases coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, some of the profits are sent back to us so that we can then loan them out through microloans through Kiva.org. We've helped dozens of people around the world to get microloans to be able to do a variety of different things. In some cases, a guy needed his car fixed and so that he could do taxi work. And, some lady needed cows. She needed to upgrade her herd to make more milk and, hamburger and those sorts of things. So we're able to help people around the world, and we're able to do it because you get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. So upgrade your experience and help people at the same time. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
So, Mark, you were telling us about a story, and where was this taking place again?
New Mexico.
New Mexico, where at a government middle school, a young man is in trouble, as well as other people are in trouble.
Not really.
It sounded like there was more than one person involved in this.
Well, they're in trouble, but not like he's in trouble.
Okay. For throwing things out the window at the school. They were throwing erasers and books out the window.
Yep.
That's where we kind of left the story.
And then four rambunctious students were throwing workbooks and erasers out of their eighth grade classroom window when one student grabbed the flag and tossed it out the window and into the snow with the other items. The enraged principal contacted the school resource officer, presumably to have him arrested, but believing it to be a federal offense, he was referred to the FBI. The principal, Archuleta,
That's not a federal offense, though. It's just, if there's an offense, it's just against he's stolen school property or whatever.
There is a federal law about desecrating the flag.
Really?
But there's a Supreme Court ruling that says that, basically that burning the flag is freedom of speech or something like that. So,
okay. So the law's been undone but still on the books, is what you're saying?
That's the way I see it, but any Supreme Court that decides to hear the case may change their mind on what they see. That's
right.
Just sort of the nature of it. Laws aren't, they aren't universal laws. They're just opinions about crap written on paper.
Sure.
So, anyway. Robert Archuleta, the principal, says, a lot of men have died over the flag, men and women.
He's pointlessly.
He's a veteran. Well, a lot have died pointlessly, and, some have died for what they believe to be very good causes. We fought to keep our country safe and to keep it free. He is a veteran, so mm-hmm. He's referring to himself in that
we.
Yeah, that we. Mm-hmm. But, he said to keep it free, and one of those freedoms is to sort of have your opinion around what the policies are of the federal government, and if you wish to express that opinion through desecrating your flag, not somebody else's, I think that is totally something you should be able to do. Now, in this case, this kid acting out, he's 14. I would say that this is, I think it's ridiculous that this principal went so far as calling the FBI on this. Is nonsense.
I imagine the FBI told him that this, we're not going to handle anything.
We don't know what the conversation was like at this point. If the school principal...
He didn't get charged with a federal crime, though.
Not at this point, no.
Okay.
If the school principal can't handle a disciplinary issue with a student throwing a flag out a window? I mean, I just don't know. Like, what are you in the job for? This is your opportunity.
Well, I mean, he could handle it by giving detention or something like that.
Have him stand out. I mean, if you really want to do something horrible to the kids, have him stand out in front of the school holding a flag.
But what he wanted to do was have some sort of punishment in the criminal justice system.
Yeah, he wants to go a step further. You've done something so horrible, I believe prison is what you deserve, young man.
Well, that's the only thing. I mean, right. That's what would likely happen in if there were some kind of charge that could be brought against him. Now, he's 14, so he's not going to go to adult prison over it, and odds are good he'll take some sort of plea deal, even if he were charged, and probably spend no real time in any kind of holding facility over this.
Right.
But nonetheless,
be nothing but embittered and not have learned anything in the process.
Nonetheless, people get upset about this because you are desecrating a religious icon. I mean, that would be the...
It's pretty close.
This is tantamount to setting a Bible on fire. I mean, that the people feel the same way about the flag as they do their religious books and texts and
icons. I think you might find more people upset about a flag burning than a Bible burning, frankly. I could be wrong on
That's probably true, because even atheists believe in this. A lot of atheists believe in the state.
And I'm talking about people in the United States, because there's probably plenty of people around the world that care about Bible burnings that care less about U.S. flag burnings.
This is true.
But you and I have burned UN flags.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, we had the UN flag burn on a yearly basis up here for a while. I don't know what happened to it, but
I don't have a particular problem with that. You know, I'm not looking back and feeling bad about having done that. Fine.
I also have no problem with burning the U.S. flag. I personally won't do it, because the issue with that is that people don't understand when they see that happening. They don't process what it means. You know, even if the artist who's burning the flag has some sort of artist statement that they're releasing,
they can care less.
Yeah, the people who are driving by don't understand that. They don't get the subtleties of what is going on, and they're not interested in learning. As soon as that flag gets set on set ablaze, any interest in actually having a conversation is over. So while I support the action, I don't think that I would perform it. I guess. I support the free speech aspect of it, however.
As far as I'm concerned, flags are military war banners. So I don't have a particular problem with it either. But I tend to come down the same side as you, is that it doesn't forward the conversation in the way that I'd like to. However, I would point out that flag burning does catch the attention of people who otherwise simply wouldn't be listening. So if
they're still not going to listen to you.
Well, what percentage are you talking about? So if you catch, there's a group of people who are not going to listen to your message, whatever your message is.
Yep.
And you catch those people's attention. 90% of those people do not listen to your message and think you, you know, evil and awful. And 10% do listen to your message and like, huh. Well, he's got a bit of a point.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're talking about you've created a lot of people who disagree with you and a few people who may agree with you. I mean, you know, it's really just your value and what it is you wish to create to some extent. Now, I don't think this young man did much of anything other than, you know...
He wasn't making a political statement.
We don't know what he was doing. Like, we only get a story about a kid throwing a flag out a window.
It sounds like he was throwing a bunch of stuff out the window, though. So, yeah. I mean, a flag, you can grab that and throw it, right?
And this is how I feel about the U.S. public school system. Like, we didn't hear those things.
Yeah, they should have made a video. Come on, guys. If you're going to do something with the flag, you should make a video, at the very least. Because you could go viral. I mean, put that thing on YouTube.
What do you think? Flag burning? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Yeah, more coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, why animals eat psychoactive plants. Yes. They like to get high just like people do. Shocking? 855-450-FREE is the number here. You can share your thoughts. You can also join us via Skype. It's Skype username, LRN.FM. Mark, you've been to Vegas a few times in life.
Yeah.
You enjoy the hell out of it.
Yeah, I like it. I like going to Vegas.
And now you can do it for 10% off. Some bottom of the barrel like prices here for the best service, for like incredible deals on headliner shows, tours, attractions, VIP bottle service at top clubs, hotel prices. It's all available through Vegas.com. So the lowest of the lows as far as prices, but the highest quality places that you can go and the things that you can go and do. They got it all seemingly over at Vegas.com. And these guys at Vegas.com serve up Vegas from the inside, meaning they live, they work, and they party in Vegas. So they know the movers and shakers. They know the deal setters. And when the prices drop in Vegas, the prices drop at Vegas.com. And you can also get their drop watch feature, which is proprietary, and you know, nobody else has this, that monitors the price after you've booked and they will notify you of changes in the price to ensure that you get the best deal. So you book at the lower rate, and then they'll refund you the difference over at Vegas.com. They do the work for you. They've got your back, and you'll get 10% off. They're already low, low prices over at Vegas.com when you use code FTL at checkout. So put it in the promo box at checkout to get the extra 10% off everything on the site except for their air hotel packages. That's because they can't get the price off of the airlines. But so anything else that's there except for air hotel packages, you knock 10% off when you use code FTL at Vegas.com. It's the only place you can get insider information for the Vegas trip of your life. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Oh, we just lost a guy who was on hold, wanted to talk about the flag as a veteran. Would love to have Nicholas call back. Meantime, we go to Steve, listening in St. Louis. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts. Going great.
Yeah. So, with the flag, I mean, I treat it with respect. I do. I share most of your opinions. Well, I share most of your opinions, but...
Do you pledge to it?
No.
Okay.
But I think it's important to make sure it's folded correctly and not burn it. You know?
So seems a little religious, though, doesn't it? I mean, treating it kind of like a religious icon. Maybe.
But I treat all the other things that are religious to me. I put those on a high shelf and keep them carefully.
What's your religion?
Placed. Buddhist.
Oh, okay. Now, is that technically a religion? I mean, because my understanding of Buddhism was the Buddha didn't want it to become a religion.
No, it's not really.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So
I think that for me, I tend to I don't want to have the discussion about the flag with most the average individual. So, you know, when the pledging stuff goes on, I either just sort of go to the bathroom or, you know, I'm not just going to sit there with my arms folded across my chest.
Oh, I will.
I know you will.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't know that it forwards the...
I also like the move of standing up and turning around.
Oh, yeah, that's delightful. For me, I think that you've got to meet people where they're at, and when you choose those methods that you're talking about, you're not really meeting them where they're at. You're starting a fight.
Yeah, but does that mean that market... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say I'd prefer not to do that. Like, not standing up, you know, when everybody pledges.
You prefer not to
stand with them,
right?
And put my hand on my heart, you know,
because you want to look like you're in the in crowd.
I guess
you don't want to upset anybody.
Yeah, I don't want to upset anybody, even though I don't necessarily want that. But
I think that's an unfortunate thing. I mean, if you have a strong belief, then you should act on those beliefs, and you shouldn't hide. Hide out from other people and just because you're worried about what they might think. I mean, there's a lot of terrible things that have been done over the years because people would not speak out. People would not do what was unpopular. I'm not saying that, you know, if you pledge allegiance along with another group or stand there that somebody's going to get murdered as a result of that. But certainly there have been instances. I love that picture that was ostensibly taken in Nazi Germany of the one guy standing there who's not, you know, putting his arm out doing the fascist salute in a group of thousands of people who are doing that. And how many people in that group were going along to get along? How many of them would, like this guy, wish they had his courage to not go along with the group? And Mark, do you stay seated when you go in, when you're in a courtroom?
Yes. When I go to a courtroom, they ask for you to rise for the judge. I do stay seated.
Why?
Why would
you go along with the pledge to appease people but stay seated when the same offense would be happening there, wouldn't it?
Because with the judge, you can point at an individual. Hey, look, people will talk about, you need to respect the office. And that's what, you know, folks, that's what everybody will say. But I'm like, it's not the office. It's a guy. And he didn't stand up for me. And he's really just doing a job. And that job is an arbitration service.
Yeah, but you're not going to have the chance to talk to the people in the courtroom. You're going to have, you've got the same situation.
I'll take my stands where I can get them. Okay. So, I'm willing to take certain stands and I'm not willing to take other stands. I think that there's hills to die on.
It's actually a ballsier stand, in my opinion, to not stand for a judge, because that could result in you going to prison. Or to jail, at the very least, for contempt of court.
It's understandable. I understand Mark's position, because I've actually been called to jury duty, and I didn't stand for the judge. And it's
as a potential juror, you did not stand for the judge?
I did not stand for him, no.
Interesting. Steve, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
I was going to add one other thing about religious material. A friend of mine took the Quran, he made a video where he ripped pages out of the Quran, you know, and wiped his arse with the pages.
That's pretty offensive. Now, see, I wouldn't engage in something like that. But, you know, to each his own. Thanks, Steve, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think not standing in a courtroom is a ballsier thing to do than being the lone person to not stand for a pledge. There's more risk involved there. And people can be, I think, as shocked by your not standing for a judge as them being shocked by you not standing for the pledge. But I could be wrong about that. You could make the argument that perhaps people feel like the pledge is more important to them, and so therefore they would be more offended by that, I suppose. Share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. Dave is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, good. Go ahead, sir.
I do not like Chris Cantwell at all. I called him to his show the other night on Friday because he does his own radio show, I guess his own show, whatever, which is, and he is very rude. He is very belligerent. Next time he is on a Free Talk Live, I am never calling into the show ever again. He made fun of me on his show. I do not appreciate it.
What did you expect to happen when you called Chris Cantwell's show?
I mean,
this is a guy who markets himself as an a-hole.
Yes, I know he's an a-hole, but, like, I just wanted to speak with him briefly about a few things that were on my mind, and, you know, and he became very belligerent, very arrogant, and so I just, like, basically hung up on him. I couldn't stand him anymore.
So, Dave, what do you – I get that he's belligerent and arrogant. What do you think he was trying to get across to you besides, like, the belligerence and the arrogance? What do you think he was trying to get across to you in that message?
I have no idea, but like I just do not like him. And if he's ever on a Free Talk Live again, I'm never going to speak to him ever again. I just do not like him.
Let me help you, because I listened to the clip.
I did as well.
Yeah,
it's up on his YouTube channel.
What he was trying to say was that sometimes you have a difficulty communicating with people, and that it can be, you know, it puts a wall between you and others. And, like, for instance, he was bringing up the instance where you were knocking on your friend, who's a woman's door, and she wouldn't answer, and you called in and said that women lie. And, in fact, it looks, I'm not saying it is, it looks creepy and stalkerish, Dave.
Hold that thought, Dave. I want to bring you back here, because I understand you're talking about shutting down your YouTube channel. I want to hear more about that. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you'd like to discuss. We are talking about the flag that was thrown out of a window by a middle school student.
U.S. flag. Why is it the flag?
That's a good point.
There's plenty of flags.
The U.S. flag thrown out of a school window by a middle school student. He's in some hot water for that, but it brought up a larger conversation about what the flag is. Is it a religious icon? That's what I believe it to be. And it's, of course, the state is a very dangerous religion. And I can understand why somebody wouldn't want to, somebody who doesn't believe in the flag, I can understand why somebody would not want to, I can understand why they would want to go along to get along, because, well, when you threaten somebody's religious beliefs by not going along with it, they can get kind of angry. And when you threaten the belief in the state, then they might get violent.
I can't imagine how many people have been roughed up at sports teams and that sort of thing for not pledging or doing whatever.
Yeah.
What you need to consider is this isn't just people who, you know, like us, who have sort of fringe political beliefs. This is people like Jehovah's Witnesses. There's a lot of them in the United States, as evidenced by the fact that there's a lot of Kingdom Halls.
And they don't believe in icons, right?
Right. Mennonites, Amish, you know, these folks, they don't pledge to the flag because they believe that you don't pledge to earthly authorities when you have a king in heaven.
We can talk more about it here, but actually held on to Dave in Poughkeepsie, New York, because as my understanding, he was talking about shutting down his YouTube channel. Dave, is it true? I mean, you've got thousands of videos, right?
I have four YouTube channels. Both of them end with a number one, and I have Hudson Valley Guy videos and Hudson Valley Guy in New York. I am shutting down all four of them.
Why, Dave?
Why?
I mean, you've put so much time and effort into these channels. I mean, to be fair, they're not very widely watched, but you know, you seem to really like doing it.
I'm shutting them down because A, I am not getting paid for my content, and B, every time I go on Craigslist Rants and Raves, people always keep putting my videos up there and say, oh, this guy's an idiot, blah, 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 whatever. So I am, and they steal my videos, and
well,
they
say the same things about my videos.
And they just basically edit my videos to hell, and I'm sick and tired of it. I'm done with it. I'm going to shut down.
But that's
down
what
all
happens
my...
when you become famous, Dave. I mean, people will make fun of you, and they will take your videos and your audio and edit the hell out of them, and they want to poke fun at you, and that's just kind of part and parcel to that whole thing.
You can't handle fame, what your problem is, Dave.
That's really what it sounds like.
I'm not even getting paid for my content because, you know,
Well, monetize it then. You can turn the monetization on.
I do monetize them, but like, you know, every time I get like an email saying, oh, more information is needed, blah, blah, blah.
I put in information, whatever.
You know, I'm not even getting paid for my content, so why even bother making videos when I'm not even getting paid for it?
There's a lot of people. For all the content you refuse to produce, don't worry, there'll be lots of people that'll produce it for you.
Some people just like to be seen. I mean, some people make videos because people like to watch them. I mean, that's enough of a reward for some people.
If you want to get paid, to some extent, you have to have some level of fame and notoriety, right? I mean, you know.
It takes time to build that up.
And how many people...
We didn't get paid for the first few years.
How many people are going to, you know, go on my YouTube channel and listen to the song called Rennick Lover? It's by Soma FM. I hear it on the Doomed channel. How many people are going to listen to Rennick Lover, you know? I actually love that song because I hear it on Soma FM on the channel called Doomed. I love that song to high hell.
I don't know, Dave, but apparently not enough to keep you interested. Good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm actually bummed out about that because I enjoy some of Dave's videos. I mean, he's crazy, and that's what makes the videos interesting and fun. In some
I think
cases.
Anything they need to be preserved for posterity.
Right. So if somebody wants Dave's videos, you can go in there. There are actually tools that you can use to download entire YouTube channels. They're fairly hard to find them that aren't loaded up with malware and stuff like that.
it's hard to find tools that aren't loaded up with malware.
But once upon a time, I did find one of these YouTube downloader programs that actually did work and downloaded the entirety of an entire YouTube channel as MP4 files on my hard drive, so it is possible to do that. So if you wanted to preserve Dave's videos for the future, then you should probably go to his channel, Hudson Valley Guy in New York, or Hudson Valley Guy NY1 or something like that. Anyway, you type that in, you'll pull him up. He's pretty entertaining in some of them. Some of them are just god-awful. Nicholas, you're on the line on Free Talk Live. Not sure where you're calling from. Welcome.
Hello?
We have Nicholas. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, this is Nicholas Ashman calling from Des Moines, Iowa.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in. I'm a 15-year veteran in the National Guard, and I've served overseas three different times. And so I might agree that a kid throwing a flag out the window isn't a reason to call the FBI, but I see the flag as a symbol of those freedoms and liberties that everybody loves to talk about and use for whatever reason, an excuse to do things, to get away with things, or just do whatever they want. And I guess I feel like a kid throwing the United States flag out of a window at school obviously should be some kind of disciplinary action.
The disciplinary action, I think, should be as similar to he threw a bunch of other stuff, a whole bunch of them threw some stuff,
right.
About four of them. And,
right.
You know, to me, I think that the disciplinary action should center around throwing stuff out of the window. I think those students should use it as an opportunity to get the hell out of government school. You know, this mind-numbing kind of indoctrination that goes on there. But if they choose not to do that, then as far as I'm concerned, whatever discipline is something that they're voluntarily taking up. Now, here's what I had to say about the flag, though. I understand, and I get that a lot of people believe the flag stands for freedom and that kind of thing.
Well, it's a symbol, just like a Bible is a symbol of somebody's religion. How is the flag any different than the symbol of our nation's liberties and freedom of speech?
It's actually a symbol of the nation.
Freedom of everything else. Right.
But it's a symbol of the nation. But the nation doesn't stand for freedom, does it?
Yeah, but it's the same nation that allowed you to have this radio station.
Right. But that's a comparison. Hold on. That's a comparison issue. So what you're saying there is that this is the best nation, and I'm not arguing with that.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what's okay. It's among the best nations. I'm willing to go ahead and say the United States is among the best nations on the planet.
I think it has potential and ability to be one of the greatest nations.
I'm willing to say that skin cancer is among the most more pleasant cancers out there. But that doesn't mean that this is a particularly good thing. And what concerns me about the flag particularly, and pledges and the Pledge of Allegiance and the Star-Spangled Banner and all this stuff, is that politicians use it. They use people's adherence and love for the flag, and I get it. You know, it's not like one small tear has not staked its way down my cheek thinking about, eagles and flags and F-18s flying over football games. It's not like that hasn't happened to me. I'm going to own that because that's true for me. But politicians, what they do is they stand in front of that flag, they lie, they cheat, and they steal. And they do it because we hold the flag in reverence. If we didn't hold the flag in reverence, they wouldn't have this, essentially, this bulletproof shield that in many ways they protect themselves with. Does that make sense to you?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure that they use the flag as a defensive mechanism. I don't know how they can use. Well, I mean, if you're not willing to see it as a symbol of whatever, you think it's just a piece of paper with colors on it, then how is it such a great shield for these people?
I think that most people believe, like you do, that it's a symbol for freedom. I mean, that there's that great country song. I can't remember who the writer is off the top of my head, but the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. They took it away a long time ago.
To me, it stands for oppression. I mean, it just depends on who's looking at it and what their belief system is.
Yeah.
I mean,
if the flag's painted on a Hellfire missile that drops on your Middle Eastern village, you aren't going to think it stands for freedom.
I consider the flag to be an icon of the state that people worship, and that what it stands for is the federal government, which is really a terrible idea. Centralization.
Well, every state has their own flag that symbolizes their state's individual governments too.
Yeah, I don't think people revere those nearly as much, except for Texas.
And the
those
50 really stars on the flag symbolize the freedom.
The stars
represent for the states.
Stars
individual free states to do. I just don't see
but
if
not
I can
free,
agree
right?
that.
Like,
I don't
the
agree that
free.
The politics use the flag as a no.
Well, then you're just not paying attention, Nicholas. And I thank you for the call tonight. The stars on the flag indicating the 50 states coming into the union.
Stars traditionally represent states, and states as in, sovereign organizations.
The union, I think, is a terrible idea. I think the federal government's a bad idea to begin with because, again, it's centralized power and control, and, of course, the federal government is responsible for extracting all kinds of wealth and obedience from the people in the United States for the benefit of the politicians, the benefit of the military-industrial complex. To me, those are the things the flag stands for. It stands for warmongering. It stands for destruction, and I want nothing to do with it. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, and I want nothing to do with the U.S. federal government either. No thanks. I'll pass. I just like the idea of freedom, which, of course, the feds don't stand for at all. More coming up. Why animals eat psychoactive plants? We can talk about that in Hour 3 on the way.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.